Ross, your thoughts on today?
Yeah, we would like to have been better. They executed two biggest areas that we thought were deficient in was centre square bounces right from first quarter, and we would like to have been better out of there. They put us under a lot of ground position pressure. You know, I think we went 1-9 out of there, and that trend continued. So we'd like to be better in there just to help swing a bit of momentum. And then just our inconsistent ball use. Like, sometimes we'll use the spare and then go to a contest and look really good, and other times won't use the spare, kick to an outnumber, or just build it up too much. So it's that consistency of making... They counterpunch from our attacking mid really well. I think they kicked 5 goals, 2. And then 4 of them in the first half. So you can't use the ball one way all the time. So we just spoke about, you know, the leadership and understanding that, and we become all one thing. So that ability, that trying to grow experience and understand the demands of the game, that, you know, we talk about in a lot of clubs, and Alan Jones used to talk about drive the car. So, and I know Hawthorn, we've got David Hale and Brent Guerra, that's a strong part of drive the car. So a lot of decisions, you've got a decision, but then you need players to get to the right part of the ground to help with your decision making. So we thought that struggled a bit today, and it made them look really good at times. And then we butchered some real opportunities going inside forward 50. You know, some real... We should have kicked goals. You know, even though we're behind, it just would have made us feel a bit better about ourselves, I reckon. You know, so once we've addressed that at half-time more, the entry's sort of evened out, in a sense. We were able to get our fair share and defend them better. So, yeah, they were the main things. And then just their stronger bodies around the sort of broke tackles more than we would like. So we'd like to stick our tackles. We've got to build some bodies. Yeah, and just some execution. That's about the body of it.
What was you thinking with Tom Mitchell? He had that really dominant start. You send the clearances.
What was I thinking? I was thinking it's not ideal.
Yeah. In terms of tagging, though, Manford went on to him about...
Yeah, well, Tom's... We know Tom's top flight, you know, and we just didn't want... It was like, go to him, stop him, work off him. But his first few centre clearances, Bailey wasn't on him. So, yeah, we didn't make it a total lockdown. We want Shields for them because we've been up against Hawthorn when we were a solid team. And you've watched them in finals. Shields' ability to go to Kennedy, go to Neil or Mundy or Fife and then work off is exceptional. So, but that's not going to come overnight for a 14-game rookie player out of Claremont, I wouldn't have thought. So, but the journey starts this year. We can just go lock him down and don't touch it, but we'd like to be more than that. And today he learned some lessons.
Is it a coincidence? Look through the input, the output of the first and second year guys today. A lot of them had really good seasons or really good games. As a group, they didn't believe him as much today. They hit a wall a bit late in a long year.
So can you start again right from the start? I've got a bad ear.
So yeah. Your first and second year guys have had influence throughout the year, but today, as a group, they didn't really have much influence together. Are they hitting a wall? Is it a coincidence? Or is the
proverbial wall.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying they're starting to physically and mentally
Was it one of those days for him?
It's certainly a big year transitioning. I think we had 9 players under 30 games, 7 under 20. But still, some of the things I spoke about, they should or need to get better at, and some of our senior players as well. So, look, at the end of the day, our coaching, we've got to look at our football program and make sure that we're bringing them along in the right way, which we feel those things we spoke about for the majority of the year we've been okay at. So, yeah, it was a tough day there. I don't know. They had a lot of quality running through there, Hawthorn. I think if you break it down, I don't really want to do it here, but I think they're entrenched in the 8 now, I'd think. But we expected to play better than that, and we wanted to play better than that. Are we hitting a wall? I'm not too sure. So the next question is what's happening at Peel? We've got a few. I haven't got all the information. I watched the whole game, but we'll look at selection as well. You know.
Is Matt having a key to that? Because you mentioned that it'd be nice to have his presence up for whatever.
Well, he's just one of a few, so I'm not going to go through it here. I think during the week we'll have another presser and we'll We'll update it. We'll see who gets the training. It really is. I think you're right. They are a young group. We don't want to make excuses sometimes. But the reality is we've got a derby next week. We looked at Carlton, got smacked by Hawthorn. They regrouped. They went up, flew into state and played really well. So we'd like our group to respond, have a good week on the track. Eagles, obviously, they won't be thrilled with their day. They're looking to secure their position, and we want to improve our footy. So we'll move on pretty quickly and focus on the opportunity and continue to work hard.
Rashid, handball's pretty close to the number of kicks that you had. Was that pressure on the ball carrier, or is that a plan going in?
No, well, we don't want to be a one-to-one kick to handball team, and the best teams kick it more. And I think if you looked at it in the second half, I could be wrong, but we kicked it a little bit more. And that's a bit about just players collapsing into the ball and wanting... Sometimes you just got to stretch and create outlet options by foot. So it's a good observation. It's one we had in the box. But it's easy if we're, you know, when referred pressure's strong, they pressured strong, you know, or you kick to an outnumber, it makes it hard. You're under a fair bit of pressure.
Is the derby an exciting opportunity in some ways this week for the group?
We see every week as an opportunity, really. But a derby, I think it's the Eagles' home derby. It's an opportunity to make a statement about what you stand for as a player. You know, because at the end of the day, we can help review, but it's like your observations. When players go, gee, I handballed too much when I could have kicked. They've got to be their own best observers of how they play and give themselves the best feedback, really. So if it starts coming internally and we support them, we're going to shift quicker than it's just coming from us. So, yeah, it's important that we get there and respond.
The chance to make life a bit harder for West Coast as well in their pursuit of the top two?
It's not something that I dwell on. I couldn't even tell you where they are on the ladder. I know they're going really well. And you've got to earn that, and you've got to write your own story. So... We want to write our own story. At times we have this year, we're a young group, we're inexperienced, and we need to improve. It was a frustrating day. We mightn't have got the 4 points, but I thought we should have been better than we were. But we never gave up. I thought we fought to the end. And some of the things, even at three-quarter time, that we said to make Hawthorn defend better and do one or two things, we did that, and we did look more of an accomplished AFL team. So we'd like to take that into next week more so. Look, it's a fierce rivalry. There's no doubt about that, you know, and we take that very seriously, and we understand we're representing the Docker community and everyone that's gone before us, and we'll go after us. So we want to be a team that competes and stands up. I don't think at any stage this year you've looked at us and thought these kids aren't, or our senior players aren't trying. Have we stuffed it up? Is our method not as slick as we should be? Yes. But internally, the attitude and the effort's been really strong.
We saw Hamlin up forward today. What was your thinking there?
Yeah, some have given him a mental break. He was under siege. Mm. We lost Cam. Let him go and enjoy himself and put someone under the pressure he's been under. That empathy piece, once you know what he goes through, well, we might use the ball better, we might chase and tackle or go harder.
Was Cam
that
was a hamstring?
Yeah, he blew a hamstring, yeah.
Do you know how Harley pulled up from yesterday?
No.
Any other injury
trust? No, not from today, yeah. No, not from today.
You must be pleased with Bunnell's game, though. 27 disposals, 2 goals, another...
Well, I sat on the bench. I watched to the last second. It was good. I can tell you his exact numbers. Well, I think you're reasonably accurate. And, look, we love the interest, but we'll get there and we'll assess it. And we'll do our... Is it MBF, medical update, HBF? Which one is it, Luke? What's our medical update on our web?
Tuesday.
Yeah, who are we sponsored by?
HBF, is it?
Hey? Hey? Jason Webber's medical report.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a plug in. Yeah, and I'm not being curious. Just look, it's been a tough day. Yeah. We love the interest in Harley. He's fighting on. And you're right, it's another step closer, and his performance was better. So I was and did acknowledge that. But we had a few other boys down there that fought on, and gee, Perth were pretty good. Their last quarter was really strong. So, we'll get to that at the right time. But, yeah, we need to be a really competitive team against a dominant you know, for the year Eagles team this weekend. Thanks, guys.